I think we're done having kids. My wife has now decided she would like a Pomeranian. Which, look, I don't know a lot about the breed. I do know that it's not a good noise. I told her I don't want to get one, and she was like, fine, but if you die, I'm going to get a Pomeranian. It's like, wow. Okay, fine, because if you die, I'm going to get a girlfriend. I guess we grieve differently, men and women. Have fun with your shitty little rat dog. I got people to meet. I'm going with the eHarmony. They look good. I don't know. That's how people meet, is online. I'm sure many of you, eHarmony, Match.com, LastChance.org is good. Please, for the love of God, somebody just touch it.net. There's a lot of good places. I don't trust eHarmony, mostly just because of the TV commercials. Just, they're too happy. It's some sort of weird Amway pyramid scheme bullshit. Every commercial, our first kiss was magic. We just knew we were soulmates. Like, did you? Shut up. My wife and I, we have a great relationship. We do. But we didn't start off like that. We were 20 when we started going out. We hooked up at a party because I was drunk and she was high. I'm not saying I'm proud of it. I'm just saying that's probably a different commercial. Our first kiss was magic too. She had cotton mouth and I tasted like Boone's Farm. We were just gonna screw around and still see other people. Then when no one else wanted to see us, we just knew. I get scared when I see older married dudes. No one here, different ones. But you ever seen a guy married like 40 years, hasn't made a decision in 30 years? Is that the ghost of Christmas future? Is that what I have to look forward to? You'll see a husband sitting at a restaurant, blankly staring at a menu like, honey, do I like fettuccine? I have gotten stupider every year I've known you. Please help. Like, oh, it makes me gassy. You always know. Ask an old married dude a question. They get confused. They're like, I got to check with... Look, I don't even dress myself. Maybe that's the plan. Maybe that's a woman's plan. Make us so stupid, we will never cheat on you because we'd have to call first. Just one day in a hotel room, like, honey, do I like sex with other women? I could not remember. I don't. Well, you gotta go. Yeah, she said you make me gassy. I believe her. I do like being married. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. When I got married, all my friends gave me grief about it, though, you know. You only get to have sex with one woman for the rest of your life, which is true, but it's actually better than the nobody I was working with before. Look, I've been married for 12 years, and honestly, at this point, I don't even fantasize about being with another woman anymore. I don't. I fantasize about being alone on occasion. I'm not on the internet looking at porn every night. I'm looking at studio apartments. Oh, utilities included. That is so hot. That's not even my wife's fault. That's my kid's fault. Like, I just want to go somewhere I can poop without talking, really. I'm dreaming simple at this point. What do you guys think the most embarrassing thing to buy in the store is? Tampons? All right, I'll go with that. I actually don't even care about buying tampons. In a weird way, it's kind of proof I have a woman. Walk through the store like I'm holding a box of evidence, like, yeah, look who is buying them. For a woman I have sex with. Probably not tonight. Later, 3 to 5 days.
Preparation H.
Preparation H. Okay, now we're cooking. Has it been a long show for you?
For the side, it depends.
It depends. Wow.
Hey, what just take your shot.
Do you just go into Walmart like, what aisle is creepy? Depends. Yeah, for a woman, I will not be having sex. Some people don't like buying condoms. That's dumb. I get them at Costco. I don't care.
I just get
like, we're going to need a pallet. We do it a lot. back it up. Beep, beep. See you next week. Maybe a pallet of tampons while we're here. Just beep, beep. That should be good till menopause. Preparation H. Beep, beep. We've got a creepy garage. Don't come over. Filled with condoms, tampons, preparation H. Some Depends, big jar of mustard. What the fuck goes on here? Are those red vines? Awesome. All right, in my experience, most embarrassing thing I've ever bought is a toilet plunger. Because look, if you buy toilet paper, everybody poops, that's not a big deal. You buy a plunger, you're saying, I'm not very good at it. I need an aid of some kind. And plus, there's no good excuse. If you're buying a plunger, that day did not go according to plan. Even the checkout lady was like, how are you? Never mind. Everyone in line just giggling at me. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Watch out for the quilted toilet paper, okay? It's like trying to flush a beach towel. Seriously. I didn't even get a bag. I'm just going through the parking lot like I'm Grand Marshal in the poop parade. By the way, don't run with a plunger. That creeps people out. I went right through this group of teenage girls like, oh my God! Did you see the chubby lesbian with the plunger? Sometimes my wife and I will get into a good public argument. You ever do that? Just lose your shit at the grocery store? Here's a little tip. If you think you are going to fight in public, go to Walmart. No one will notice. Yeah. Good, safe place to work it out. I don't like fighting in public at all. I don't. I keep it quiet. My wife, on occasion, less than tactful. Yeah. Every once in a while, she's more like, you know what? I don't care if the whole store can hear me, because maybe they should know you're an asshole, too. Hi, everybody. She is a pistol, isn't she? Guess who the tampons are for? She's like, yeah, guess who the plunger is for?